And as this illness drowns out everything about this person you love, it changes them, so you begin to lose sight of them. It diminishes them, so they become a dot on your horizon. A high tide, a rising wave that alters the shape of the shore and flattens sandcastles. But if you reach back, if you reach back to before all this and look, they're still here, always here, in surprising everyday spaces. A photograph on my desk. Mum is gazing straight into the lens. Her eyes are lit with laughter, her expression warm, engaged. And I think, there she is. That's Mum. It's like reaching for a lifebelt. And I am afloat. I remember. In those last days of her life, as she lay quiet and still in her bed, facing the window, my mother said to me, "I love you." "I love you too, Mum," I said. She took my hand in hers, and she kissed my fingers. "I love you so much," she said again, before dozing off. It was only in the days after she'd gone that it occurred to me. I never asked her who she thought I was then. It didn't matter.